World Cup tournament, Cuomo up for re-election as governor, and the looming threat of a Long Island Railroad strike. Sound familiar? Well, that's what was also happening in June of 1994, which was the last time Long Island Railroad workers went on strike. Here now to tell us about it is WNYC's Kate Hines. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
So set the scene for us. What was happening politically during the 1994 strike?
It was a little different than today. Then-Governor Mario Cuomo is in a real dogfight for re-election with the Republican George Pataki. And Mario Cuomo needs those suburban votes on Long Island. He can't be viewed as being seen as hands-off. So unlike now, where Andrew Cuomo is kind of stepping back from the fray, Mario Cuomo got so involved in negotiations that he's canceling campaign stops. He's canceling public appearances. According to news reports from the time, he didn't even attend the ticker tape parade for the Rangers, who had won the Stanley Cup that year.
Okay, so what tactics did Mario Cuomo use?
He's burning up the phone lines. He's calling the White House. He's calling Congress. He wants federal intervention. He wants legislation passed to force workers to go back to work. He's calling his MTA chief, Peter Stengel, as well as union representatives. I spoke yesterday to a man named Edward Yule, who's an attorney. In 1994, he was the attorney for the Long Island Railroad Workers' largest union. His father ran the union at the time, and he was often in the room when negotiations were happening, which, according to him, often sounded a little bit like this.
I was handed the phone by my father when Mario Cuomo was screaming at him, "You better settle this strike." And it wasn't as nice as I just said it.
But that, you know, proactive screaming obviously didn't work, and the union went on strike anyway. What did commuters do? How did they react?
Well, the timing was a little bit better for commuters in that the first day of the strike was Friday, June 17th. So it's not a typical work week. A lot of commuters in the summer stay home anyway. It's before the start of the real summer season, so businesses in eastern Long Island, you know, were ramping up for tourists but weren't quite there yet. But, you know, commuters, it was definitely on their mind. It was definitely something they were concerned about. The night before the strike happened, that Thursday night, we had a reporter go to Penn Station, and she talked to commuters about their plans. Here's what they said on WNYC back in 94.
I'll be telecommuting. I'll be just working out of my house. I took all the files home today on Diskette, and that's what I'm going to do.
We're going to drive in tomorrow. I'm going to leave at 5 in the morning and probably leave to come home at 2 in the afternoon. Same 8 hours, just going to move around a little.
It's going to be a zoo. It's going to be crazy, but there's ways to get in, definitely.
Diskette. I love it.
Yeah, how times have changed. Was there a contingency plan in place 20 years ago?
There was, and much like the contingency plan that I'm sure the MTA will unveil later on this week, it involved some very limited buses taking commuters to subway stations in Queens, you know, in Jamaica, the E, the F, and the J and the Z. But what's interesting is back in 1994, not only were the gay games going on in the city, but also the World Cup was being hosted by the United States, and some of the games were in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So the end result, you could not get a charter bus for love or money in June of 1994. So the MTA had to rely on un-air-conditioned school buses, which, you know, had the strike gone on longer than 48 hours, would have been extremely unpleasant.
Oh, to say the least. Yeah. So how did the strike end?
Basically, the MTA blinked with a little bit of help from Mario Cuomo, who by all accounts pressured his MTA chief, Peter Stengel, to make a deal that he didn't want to make. He didn't get changes to union work rules. He had to spend more money than he had anticipated. And Stengel, after the fact, was really bitter. He told reporters that he gave in because, quote, "I made a decision that I'd pay the ransom before it got too bad out there."
And quickly, Kate, just to wrap up, what's happening today to avert another LIRR strike, which could come as soon as July 20th?
Correct. There's another round of negotiations today starting at noon in Midtown.
All right. WNYC's Kate Hines. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you, Sotirios.
You're listening to WNYC.